This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Growing up, what was the moment that scared you the most? 206-803-ROCK.
Start with that.
Yeah, open with that, and the rest makes sense.
Yeah.
Hello, confused. Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, so mine was when I was 15, and I tried to make smoke bombs at home. It was a summer vacation. Dad was at work, and my mom was a stay-home mom, but she went out. So I was at home, my cousin and my younger brother. He's 5 at the time, and so I'm mixing this stuff up in a pan, and, like, the golden rule when you make this stuff is, like, you're not supposed to use an open flame because, like, you know, in case a piece falls out, it sparks and hops back in the pan, and it sets it up. You know?
Oh.
Okay. I'm going to pick this up. I'll just keep the flame low, and I'll be careful, you know? Well, I was sitting there stirring this stuff and melting it, and I tapped the spoon on the edge of the pan. And it was like slow motion, like a movie. Like, I saw this little chunk fly off the stove burner and just spark. And then instantly the pan went up like a freaking jet engine. Just mad, insane. Filled the whole house with smoke. I mean, it literally, you couldn't see your hands in front of you. It was so thick. So I'm freaking out. And I'm getting my cousin. We're like opening all the windows and all the doors, turning all the fans on, freaking out. Like, dude, they're going to think my house is going up in ash. Like, the neighbors are going to call the fire department. And so we get the smoke kind of start clearing out. I'm like cleaning up the kitchen, and luckily nothing really burned. It just kind of flashed off so fast and so hot, nothing really got damaged, surprisingly, besides the pan. I hid the pan, and my brother's freaking out, and he's like, you know, 5, so he's like thinking we're like getting attacked or something.
I guess that was the last time you did that.
And actually, no, it wasn't. I just got smarter about it.
No. I kept trying. I'm a chemist. Yeah.
When your mom got home, was it obvious that something had gone wrong?
No, it wasn't. She didn't come home for like another hour, and I don't know how. No, none of the neighbors called the fire department. I mean, literally smoke billowing out of every single window and door.
Jesus.
And my brother.
What that scared you the most? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Trevor. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Hola.
Hey, just want you guys to know I appreciate you. You make the day bearable.
Hey, thank you, man.
Thank you, man. We appreciate that.
So when I was probably 5, had a babysitter. She'd stay up late, put us to bed, stay up late, watch the old black and white Dracula or Frankenstein. Well, I would creep to the bottom of the stairs and sit on the stairs and listen to them. Those were fine. Then one night, she was watching When a Stranger Calls. You remember that movie?
Oh, yeah. Is that the one, they're calling from inside the house one?
Oh, yeah. Check the children.
Right. Yeah.
Freak me. I'm getting chills right now just talking about it. Yeah. Freak me the F out. So,
guys. How much of the movie did you listen to?
You know, not much after that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I ended up screaming and running out. And, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I totally forgot about that movie until you brought that up.
I saw it on TV with my mother, and it was an interesting movie. And to his point, you know, it's kind of creepy because someone keeps calling, saying, check on the children. But then when they're like, hey, man, it's coming from inside the house. I just remember looking at my mother because she didn't see that coming either. And we both just had a face like, maybe we should stop watching. Right? I mean, she seemed as uncomfortable as I was. And when you see an adult freaking out when you're a kid, you're like, okay, this is, in fact, really scary.
Growing up, what was the moment that scared you the most? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So when I was about
7 years old. We went over to Eastern Washington for like a summer vacation, Lake Roosevelt, Grand Coulee area. And my dad decided that I needed to try kneeboarding.
Okay.
And we're going along. Everything's great. I'm having a blast. And then went to do a turn, and for some reason, I flipped over upside down. Well, if you remember kneeboarding, you usually had a strap across your legs to hold the board to your leg.
Yeah. Correct, yes.
I'm 7 years old. I have no idea how to get the thing off me, so I'm stuck upside down in the water.
Oh, my. That's a bad feeling, man.
Yeah, and I'm panicking. And from what I was told, my dad threw off his glasses, dove off the boat, came over and flipped me over.
Were you unconscious?
No, I wasn't unconscious, but I just was like, I'm not going back in the water. I didn't go back in the water for the entire rest of the week. Not
on my
regular swimming.
Yeah, look, man, if you've, it's remedial, but similar. So when I was teaching rowing in the Boy Scouts and canoeing,
yeah.
So I was the instructor for those merit badge classes, but we did have a fiberglass kayak that was on property. So, you know, just like anything else, you can rip in this thing.
Right? Yeah.
But those tend to flip. They were a little bit more narrow than the ones that you see now. So don't think of like just, you know, out kayaking on Lake Washington. These were kayaks to run like the New River or the Allegheny River. Unfortunately, they were fiberglass. So if you stuck your nose into something, man, the whole damn thing would just explode and you'd be covered in, you know, shards of fiberglass. But we had this thing on a lake and I rolled it. And I am underneath the water, and there's a certain way that you underwater paddle, and you twist and you roll.
All right.
And it'll pop you back up. Well, the water was glass that day. Typically, if you're in running water, you can kind of get on the side a little bit, and it's easier to roll over because you're moving. Well, when you're dead in the water, it's and if you don't have the right technique, and it took me like 4 or 5 tries, and I'm underneath, and I'm trying to get out of this thing, but it was tight and it was narrow.
Yeah.
I can't get out of the damn kayak. I'm upside down. Eventually, I got it up just enough to get my head out of the water. I went, oh, God. And I took another breath, went back under, and tried a couple more times. Finally got back up. I thought I was going to die.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. For sure.
What happened to the instructor? Oh, he died in a kayak.
Wait, the guy teaching us on the kayak?
The guy, the teacher, yeah. That guy.